You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In the lead-up to the Beyond the Visual exhibition of contemporary sculpture, designed to be experienced using multiple senses that move beyond the visual, at the Henry Moore Institute in Leeds, from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026. Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of the featured artists whose work will be on display in the exhibition and those who have been involved in creating and making the exhibition accessible for everyone. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by Joseph Rizzonaudi, a partially blind writer who has been collaborating with the artists and curators to ensure every work in the exhibition will be audio described. Hello, Joe, and thanks for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, Toby, thanks so much for having me.
So firstly, Joe, do give me a bit of background as to you as a writer and facilitator and a bit of an overview of how your writing and other work is helping to make art accessible to everyone.
So, yeah, I work as a writer, a facilitator, and I'm also a postgraduate researcher at Royal Holloway, University of London. My writing practice is based around fiction and poetry. I do a lot of work in collaboration with other writers, and that could take the form of short stories or poetry sequences. I also facilitate collaborative audio description sessions in galleries and museums, and they're open to blind and non-blind people alike to come and get an in-depth, engaging sense of an exhibition and its artworks. My writing practice and the facilitation work I do around audio description have come together more recently. I've worked with a number of institutions on collaborative audio description projects, which also result in the creation of recorded audio description for those exhibitions or projects. So, for example, I was commissioned by Dr. Ellen Adams at King's College London to create a creative text about a blind experience of the Parthenon Galleries at the British Museum. And I worked with a collective of blind and non-blind people to collaboratively describe our experience of those galleries at the British Museum. And then I wrote a narrative poetry sequence which articulates that rich material that we gathered from there. This kind of work led me to start a PhD in creative writing and comparative literature at Royal Holloway, the University of London, where I'm funded by the TECHNE doctoral training partnership. And on that PhD, I'm looking at how fiction technique, so the way that novels and short stories are written, can positively influence the way that we write audio description and the way that we create audio description. And I'm also looking at how audio description techniques, especially collaborative audio description techniques, can influence the writing of a novel. So the culminating project of that is that I hope to write a novel which in some way describes an artwork. And I just finished working on a Radio 4 program called Ways of Not Seeing with the fantastic producer Michael Umney. And in that program, we tried to give a description of a single oil painting produced collaboratively and also show how that collaborative description was made and some of the ideas and philosophies that underpin this approach to artwork description, this collaborative approach to artwork description. So you can listen to that on the BBC Sounds app now if you search for Ways of Not Seeing.
So what was it like working with the Beyond the Visual Exhibition Commission artists on the audio descriptions of their work and the other work that is on display in the exhibition?
So we're taking a dual approach to the audio description for the exhibition. One of the things that the curators were keen to avoid was something I imagine plenty of your listeners have come up against when they visit a gallery or a museum and ask for audio description. If the exhibition is just opened, often the audio description won't be ready. And that's because usually the audio description is something which is done later in the preparation process for exhibitions. So if there are any delays, it can get pushed back. And also because often the exhibition needs to be mounted and live, as it were, in order for the audio description and the recorded navigation, that kind of thing, to be prepared. So what we've done for Beyond the Visual is I've interviewed a number of the artists whose work doesn't have an audio descriptive element already available. I've interviewed them and we've done these sorts of collaborative description conversations together where I ask them to guide me imaginatively into the exhibition and imagine that we're standing in front of their artwork, and I ask them, what's there? What is it that we're standing in front of? And then I will ask them questions and try to really get them to introduce me using all of our senses to their artwork, its shape, what it might be like to touch it, if it makes any sound, what that might be like, as well as visual characteristics like colors, forms, the way that contrast interacts and things like that. And then the second part of the audio descriptive element of Beyond the Visual is once the show is open, myself and another blind artist, Sally Booth, will be leading collaborative description conversations in front of each of the artworks in the exhibition. Those description conversations will involve blind and non-blind people, members of the Henry Moore staff, and they'll be recorded. And the audio transcripts from those conversations will be used by the Henry Moore to create detailed descriptions of each of the artworks, which will then be recorded and made available in the space.
It sounds like a novel way of doing it. But when you're sort of working on other audio descriptions of works of art, do you have a sort of, I suppose, framework that you sort of start with? And do you sort of, I know you were saying that you were talking with the artist, but do you use a sighted person at all to, I suppose, give in all that sort of, you know, visual information of how a work of art looks?
So I have a way of approaching the description conversation. It's a framework that I've been developing over the last few years, and there are four stages to it. The first stage is the snapshot, which is this brief idea of what is there in front of us. What is this artwork? And it's, or one way of thinking about that is, imagine that you're on the phone to someone and they say, oh my goodness, Toby, I'm in front of this amazing painting. And, oh, I've only got 1% battery left on my phone. And you're like, oh my gosh, quickly tell me what is it? What is this painting? And they give you a 10-second snapshot of it. And the idea behind the snapshot is it kind of gets us all in the same ballpark. And it also gets the people involved in the conversation to think about what are the salient features of this artwork? What ones are we going to be concentrating on? Do we think potentially, or at least starting with, in the conversation? And then the subsequent three stages are materials, image, and something I call it context or resonance right at the end. The material stage is where we try to focus just on how the artwork has been made, the materials used, the processes used there, how we can tell that it's been made in such a way. And also in the material stage, I'm really interested in getting people to focus on their sensory experience of the work. So if it's a sound sculpture, that will be what it feels like to, let's say, strike the sculpture with a mallet, if that's the way that it's interacted with. What does the sound sound like? And also how it looks. So what form is the sculpture? What shape is it? Is it a particularly complex form? How does the light react with the surface? What sort of colors are at play? All these sorts of things. So real focus on what is there phenomenologically in front of us. And then the image stage is moving more into what the artwork might suggest to our imagination. And that's a very broad and exciting part of the description. Usually we can think about any kind of story that the artwork might be telling. And usually there are many kinds of narrative involved in an artwork, which we can explore. If it's a more abstract artwork, we might think about the way that the different forms are striking us and what sort of emotions they might provoke, what sort of associations we could draw between them, all these sorts of things. And then the final stage is where we would go into the context or the resonance of the artwork. And by that, I mean, how does the artwork sit in relation to, let's say, other artworks in the exhibition or other artworks in the artist's Ouvre. And that would also be sort of art historical information as well, if we know it. So does this artwork fit in a particular way of working that we know of? Is it part of a particular school of art, that sort of thing? And then also, how does it really strike us personally? Does it remind us of anything in our own experiences, any anecdotes which come to mind or things like that? And the process is slightly unusual, maybe, to a traditional approach to audio description, where I try to reserve that contextual information right until the end. So things like the title of the piece or even the artist in some cases, I try and keep back, I try and withhold that information right to the end. And that's, I think, a way of helping people to focus on what's there in front of us, rather than necessarily going into the art historical context or historical context, social context of the artwork.
I suppose that's a little bit like how sighted people experience works of art in a museum or gallery. They see something first, so they see what it's like, and then they might read a bit of text beside it and work out, oh, that's so-and-so's work, or this is what they're doing. And I think that's part of it, isn't it? You want to see the work first, you want to experience it, and then start thinking about, well, why did the artists do this in this particular kind of way? What are they trying to get over to us from their work and everything else? So I think that's possibly a good way of doing it.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a really good way of putting it. And I'd say as well that this collaborative description method, the idea is that it works and is engaging and interesting for people regardless of the level of vision or the level of blindness that they have. You asked me before whether it's necessary to have like a sighted person there during the descriptive conversation. I think a really important thing to say is that the role of the facilitator of the conversation is always a role which is occupied by someone who's not engaging physically with the artwork. So in my case, I have some residual vision. And so if I'm leading the conversation, I will choose to turn my back on the artwork and facilitate the conversation from a place of not knowing anything at all about what's there. And the reason behind that is that it helps me to better facilitate a imaginative engagement with the artwork. I'm there listening to what people are saying, questioning them closely, asking them what they mean exactly when they say that the boy in the painting has a smile on his face. I'll be like, oh, but what kind of smile is it? Do we get a sense of whether he's pleased, or is it a sort of shy smile, or has something just happened that's, you know, all these sorts of questions. And I think that coming from that place of not knowing is really central to getting as much richness and detail out of a descriptive experience as possible. And I'm particularly excited by that as a blind person, because I think this is a way in which blind people can not only participate in the descriptive experience, but are central, pivotal to that descriptive experience.
Exactly, exactly. And how do you see the audio descriptions that you have created for the Beyond the Visual exhibition helping not just blind and partially sighted people, but sighted people to sort of experience and interact with works of art? Because, you know, these descriptions are listened to by sighted people, and sighted people can get quite a lot out of listening to audio descriptions of works of art.
Yes, exactly. I think that is absolutely the way forward. I think that audio description is a way of engaging with art for everyone. I think that this particular approach to audio description does two things. The first thing is it helps people slow down and take in a work of art more slowly and perhaps more systematically. And the second thing is I hope that will encourage people to ask more questions of an artwork, and also perhaps to have their own conversations with other people in the gallery, friends of theirs or strangers who are there too, asking that question, what is this? What are you getting from this artwork? What do you think that bit there is? And is this right? Have I got this? Have I understood this properly? Or, you know, what do you think of the shape of this particular sculpture, or the way that this sculpture sounds? So I hope that it encourages a more conversational, dialogic experience of a gallery for the people there.
And it's fantastic that we have this fully accessible exhibition with the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute, which is, of course, a great example of how art can be made accessible to everyone. But Joe, what can other museums and galleries do to make their collections and exhibitions more accessible to everyone?
I think something that the Henry Moore Institute has done extremely well is listen, ask for feedback, and then very quickly adjust their policies and procedures according to that feedback. I think that kind of proactive, flexible approach to how an institution puts on a show is really good. It's really inspiring. I think as well, I felt like the Henry Moore is a very safe place for disabled people to work and to be involved in a show there. And that's because as an institution, they've very clearly taken the time, invested the resources in training, in education, educating themselves, and approaching access and inclusion, not just as some kind of regulatory checkbox that they have to fill or some kind of charitable obligation that they want to comply with out of some sense of moral duty, but because they know, as lots of us know, that the experiences that we have as disabled people are rich and varied and diverse and creative in ways which the rest of the world would really benefit from if they're properly resourced. So yeah, I hope that other institutions, large and small, see what places like the Henry Moore are doing and are inspired to do something similar with their collections and exhibitions.
And for you, Joe, when you're going to a museum and gallery, what's the sort of best thing for you to interact and experience the work that's on display? Do you listen to a lot of recorded audio descriptions, or do you prefer to go with somebody who can sort of describe and have that sort of conversation with somebody when you're going to an exhibition?
That's a really good question. I think it depends on the kind of exhibition. So I've been doing some work at the National Gallery recently, and I think my ideal experience there is to go along with someone or with a group of people. And if there is a recorded audio description for the paintings that we're interested in, then listening to that first as a kind of starting off point, and then diving deep in conversation, in dialogue with the people that I'm with to really get a personal sense of what's there.
And finally, Joe, if people would like to find out a little bit more about you and your work, where can they go to find you and maybe follow you on social media too?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram at Joe Rowdy. So that's J-O-E-R-A-U-D-I. Or I have a website as well, which is my full name, josephrizzonaudi.com.
Well, to find out more about the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute from the 28th of November 2025 to the 19th of April 2026, do visit henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. And Moore is spelt M-O-O-R-E. So that website address again is henry-moore.org/what's-on/beyond-v-visual. Well, thank you very much indeed, Joe, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the audio descriptions for the Beyond the Visual exhibition at the Henry Moore Institute.
Thanks so much, Toby. It's been a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.